Call the meeting to order. First order of business is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Link, do we have any more adjustments to the agenda?
Yeah, just officially to make notice, the conditional use number 1900, the application of Doris D. Turner under public hearings was withdrawn on June 2nd. And...
Mr. Chairman, I have one as well, Lawrence, if you'll permit me. Conditional use 1896 under old business, Timothy Miller. No action is going to be taken on that. When the application was filed, there was some misleading information as to the address that needed to be posted. The wrong property was posted based on what the applicant had filed. And so what is going to happen is that's going to be re-advertised, reposted, and it'll be back on another agenda for another hearing at a later date. So that one, again, if there's anybody here with an interest in conditional use 1896 Timothy Miller, that one has or will be removed from the agenda.
And there's also an item under other business, number 3, Richard and Randall Culver, with a two-lot with a 50-foot easement. Proposal was also withdrawn. That's all.
Anyone here tonight want to withdraw while we're rolling? We got three off. We can take some more off.
It's awfully hot, you know. Nice to go home early.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the agenda with the notations of amendment as noted by Mr. Lank and Mr. Robertson.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the agenda as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.